Washington State, prison riot over coronavirus cases. By Breitbart News on April 9, 2020. Seattle, AP, inmates at a Washington State prison staged a large protest following new coronavirus diagnoses at the facility, and health officials say they continue to see high numbers of cases in the state's long-term care facilities. More than 9,000 people have tested positive for COVID-19 and at least 421 have died, according to the Department of Health. State Health Officer Dr. Kathy Laufey said there are signs that the state has begun to flatten the curve, but said people should continue to stay home and keep their distance from others. "We are nowhere near being out of the woods here," said Secretary of Health John Wiseman. "This virus can easily spring back." Laufey said as of April 5, authorities had identified the virus in 126 of long-term care facilities. Washington's first large coronavirus outbreak was at the Life Care Center in Kirkland, Washington, which has been linked to dozens of deaths. Inmates at the Monroe Correctional Complex held a demonstration on Wednesday night after six inmates tested positive at the prison, according to the Washington State Department of Corrections. The latest two cases at the facility that can house up to 2,500 inmates were men aged 68 and 28. Corrections officers used verbal orders, pepper spray, and rubber pellets to get the demonstrators under control, but the inmates ignored those efforts, officials said. Both housing units were evacuated and the situation was under control soon afterward. No one was injured. The six men who tested positive were transferred to an isolation unit, where the healthcare team provided monitoring and support. Corrections officials are conducting an internal investigation. Governor Jay Inslee said Thursday that he recognizes the concerns inmates and their families have about the virus inside correctional facilities, and is trying to balance inmate needs with public safety. DOC has been working closely with the Department of Health to implement strategies around testing, social distancing, quarantine, isolation, and other practices to prevent the spread of this virus, he said. Two residents at the Spokane Veterans Home tested positive for the disease, and one of those residents died on Wednesday, officials said. The residents were roommates and were isolated when their symptoms appeared. The resident had been on end-of-life care for some time and had underlying medical conditions, officials said. The other resident who tested positive remained at the facility and symptoms have lessened, officials said. "I want to say how incredibly grateful I am to the staff at the Spokane Veterans Home, who are coming to work each day to serve our veterans and their families," said Patrick McNabb, administrator of the Spokane Veterans Home. State health officials continue to distribute personal protective equipment to frontline workers across the state, Wiseman said. As of March 16, they had shipped 2.2 million items to health care providers, including N95 masks, surgical masks, gloves, gowns, and face shields. "They have 3.8 million items that are being processed for shipment," he said. Hospitals, EMS workers, and long-term care facilities that are handling positive cases are getting top priority for these supplies, he said. "Most people with the virus experience mild or moderate fever and coughing for 2 to 3 weeks. Some, especially older adults and people with existing health problems, can face severe illness including pneumonia and death."